First of all, sometimes I talk too fast, so if I like start to spiral, just like tell me. Okay. Some of the coolest things seems to happen in threes. Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. Mr. Barry, Mr. Racina, and Mr. Hay. The witches in Macbeth. Destiny's Child, fish and chips, pizza and chicken nuggets at the tuck shop on a Friday, or the number of said chicken nuggets in a cup. Once in year eight, I was running to the tuck shop to get my hungry hands on said chicken nuggets before I fell and sprained my ankle. People crowded over me, fingers were pointed, and if I listened closely, I could hear the laughter of year 12s over the sounds of my sobs. Those three nuggets didn't seem very worth it then. To the class of 2019, I don't have three nuggets to give you, but I do have these three words. Three words, eight letters. Say it and I'm yours. It is over. The countdown we have so excitedly watched for the past few weeks has finally ceased to exist, that zero somehow more undefinable than ever. It doesn't make sense, really, how you can have lunch at 1:10 every day for six or something years, and then suddenly the bell ceases to play on. How you can see photos of you and your friends from year seven and laugh about how different you looked, but never quite be able to catch the moment you changed. How we can go through some of the darkest times at home or within yourself and still be greeted by friends every morning who somehow have the magical ability of helping you forget the world outside 17 Hankton Place. Sometimes we don't want to leave, sometimes we do, and sometimes it doesn't matter because we have to. And today marks exactly that. No more pushing out teal paragraphs like they're babies late at night. No more waiting for the upper library notices like it's our own $50 million lotto jackpot. No more mental health cookies in big plastic bowls. No more wasted spares making TikToks. And no more carpool karaoke's down Hankton Place. I'm not going to pretend it's been perfect. At times we've run and fallen spectacularly, answered a question and been so far from right, or made a joke only for crickets to chirp. Certainly, some of us found it harder than others, a la Rosemary Ward. But I've also never said anything that I haven't truly met. And when I say that this is one of the coolest places to grow up, I couldn't mean it more. Just think of how much we've been through. We've told person after person that they look fine with new braces on, and then screamed as they ran in, feeling themselves with their fresh set of straight, slimy teeth. We've screamed for Justin Bieber and One Direction, and internally screamed when that one Anzac guy came in. We've listened to story after story of dodgy boys and girls and parents and Mikey inspectors offering advice like we were some Buddhist monk on a mountaintop, all in the space of a lunchtime or a spare. As year level, we have been through some sad and bad and mad stuff. Still, how sweet it was to have some of the nicest therapy sessions at the toasty machine, in the year 11 kitchenette, or even in some corner of a classroom or bathroom with someone who might not even be your closest friend. To listen and to love, that is what we are good at here at St. Catharines, and is something you can spend forever trying to recreate. And for that, we have each other to thank. The pen marks and paint stains on our once clean blue jumpers are only tiny reminders of how far we have come this year alone. We have laughed and cried so much that I think the two are almost one. But what I will miss most is the feeling of seeing your friends on a Monday morning, knowing that whatever happened on the weekend, this week was going to be okay. And that's because for 3, 6, 12 years, we have been able to come to a place that was more than just a building with classrooms and corridors. To every teacher in this hall and those that aren't here, Thank you for making school more than just study designs and curriculums. For seeing our weapons of fierce opinion and justice, artistry and athleticism, and telling us that they weren't big enough. For always reminding us that we are smarter and braver and better people than we think. Thank you for letting us into your lives as much as you have touched ours. And for reminding us in between classroom banter that we can be whoever and whatever we want to be. When we leave, it won't be the volume of a sphere or why Shylock wanted that pound of flesh that we will remember, but how we were known, grown and loved under your guidance. For being the parents and mentors we never had, how indebted we are to each and every one of you. In particular, to our deans, Miss Malloy, Miss Ryan, if you can hear me, Miss Day, Miss Spanos and Mrs. Brady. Thank you all for taking on at some point what is now a dangerously stupid group of 18-year-old birds flying out of this nest. Whether we were crying over a broken leg or broken heart, you have believed in each and every one of us even when we didn't ourselves. Mrs. Brady, what you have done for us these past 2 years is something we will never be able to capture in words. I literally lost like $20 now. Okay. To our leadership team, thank you for all the work you have put on behind the scenes that lets us come to school every day with no worry at all. To our very own voodoo doctor and life extraordinaire, Mrs. Vanderpoel, thank you for organizing our jumbled thoughts and chaotic rambles into subjects and courses, even when we have no idea what the hell we're doing. We thank you for investing in 78 stories so much larger than yourself, and for doing it with such authenticity and grace. Your haircuts are something we will all deeply miss being pleasantly surprised by. In 2019, St. Catharines was a team, and I could thank so many of you for playing with such tenacity and good spirit. But I don't have time, so I will just have to thank the best and fairest. GC, what an honor it is to be standing up here, but the greatest honor was being able to do it alongside you. You are so incredibly kind and genuine and hardworking, and you make me want to be a better person every day. Oh my God. How lucky am I to call you one of my best friends? It's weird to think that you could come across so many people in your life and only a few manage to truly touch you. Like look you in the eye and tell something is wrong without even saying a word. Maybe you met them on your first day. Maybe it was on camp. Or maybe it was as random as being spelling partners. But somehow you're telling them things you've never told anyone before. These people come occasionally. Sometimes they leave and sometimes they don't. But how grateful we are to have known these people and been these people here at St. Catharines. You only do school once, and how lucky we are to have done it here with the folk in the gold and blue. And there's something wonderfully cosmic about that. Because as I look to the year sevens behind you, I cannot help but think how differently we thought things would be. Yet for every story forgotten or every friend lost, we've made new memories, opened new doors, and now call some of the most unexpected ones our best friends. But for now, we say goodbye to the floorboards that have broken in T-bars year after year. We close the door to the change room that has heard story after story, and walk out of this hall that for the past 6 years has known the sound that was the class of 2019. When we run out those gates and hopefully not trip like I did circa 2015, we leave just how we started, ready to take on the world with an unextinguishable light of belief and love, only this time burning stronger in the presence of 77 others. Whatever our souls are made of, mine and yours and the girl sitting next to you, us three, the coolest trio of them all, now forever share the same thread that was living and laughing here at 17 Hankton Place. That is the power of one, and now we are done. What a year, St. Catharines. Thank you.